Chapter 1 of The Red Room. A Bird's Eye View of Stockholm. It was an evening in the beginning of May. The little garden on Moses Height, on the south side of the town, had not yet been thrown open to the public, and the flower beds were still unturned. The snowdrops had worked through the accumulations of last year's dead leaves, and were on the point of closing their short career, and making room for the crocuses, which had found shelter under a barren pear tree. The elder was waiting for a southerly wind before bursting into bloom, but the tightly closed buds of the limes still offered cover for lovemaking to the chaffinches, busily employed in building their lichen-covered nest between trunk and branch. No human foot had trod the gravel path since last winter's snow had melted, and the free and easy life of beasts and flowers was left undisturbed. The sparrows industriously collected all manner of rubbish and stowed it away under the tiles of the navigation school. They burdened themselves with scraps of the rocket cases of last autumn's fireworks, and picked the straw covers off the young trees transplanted from the nursery in the deer park only a year ago. Nothing escaped them. They discovered shreds of muslin in the summer arbors. The splintered leg of a seat supplied them with tufts of hair, left on the battlefield by dogs, which had not been fighting there since Josephine's day. What a life it was! The sun was standing over the Liljeholm, throwing sheaves of rays towards the east. The rays pierced the columns of smoke at Bergson, flashed across the Ritterford, climbed to the cross of the Ritterholm's church, flung themselves onto the steep roof of the German church opposite, toyed with the bunting displayed by the boats on the pontoon bridge, sparkled in the windows of the chief custom house, illuminated the woods of the lighting island, and died away in a rosy cloud, far, far away in the distance where the sea was. And from thence the wind came, and travelled back by the same way, over Vaxholm, past the fortress, past the custom house, and along Sickla Island, forcing its way in behind the Hasterholm, glancing at the summer resorts, then out again and on to the hospital Daniken. There it took fright, and dashed away in a headlong career along the southern shore, noticing the smell of coal, tar, and fish oil, came dead against the city quay, rushed up to the Moses Height, and swept into the garden, and buffeted against the wall. The wall was opened by a maidservant, who, at the very moment, was engaged in peeling off the paper pasted over the chinks of the double windows. A terrible smell of dripping, beer drags, pine needles, and sawdust poured out, and was carried away by the wind, while the maid stood breathing the fresh air through her nostrils.